And we're away. Today is Saturday, October 7th, 2017. My name is Kirby Fenwick and I'm joined today by Brooke Pereira. We'll be discussing the first game of the inaugural AFLW season between Carlton and Collingwood, which was played on Friday, February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for agreeing to be part of this project, Brooke.
No problems.
Let's start with a little background. Can you tell me what role football has played in your life?
Sure. Football has played a massive role in my life. So my mum, she moved to Australia in 1973 from Sri Lanka. So when she arrived in Australia, football was huge and Carlton were doing really well at the time. So she started going for them after that and she just became obsessed. So she loves footy. And she had four brothers, so it was like football and cricket. That was the two big sports. And so she grew up in Coburg, and then eventually when she had me and my two younger twin sisters, she just took us to so many games when we were little. And we're Carlton supporters, big Carlton supporters. So we would actually go to Princess Park a lot and just watch Carlton every week, basically, all through the 90s and 2000s. And Dad, actually, he goes for Collingwood. So there's always been this big rivalry in the family, and there's only the three kids, and we all go for Carlton, so it's like girls versus Dad. And, yeah, so I've just been going to football games my whole life. And in the last couple of years, I've actually got more into it as well. So I've got a couple of friends in my friendship group that all kind of, we all stopped going to games when we were in our early 20s. But now that we're a tiny bit older, we've started going to more games together. And I've got a friend who's also a Carlton supporter. So we go to a few of those games together. So, yeah, football is very important. And I listen to the football radio stations most days and keep up to date with all of that. So, yeah, it's really important to me.
And what about women's football? Had you had much to do with women's footy prior to the AFLW? Did you know much about it?
So I knew less about it, but I was always really interested in women's footy because when I was in high school, we actually played a game. So I went to an all-girls school just in Mount Waverley, Avalot College, and we used to play a scratch match against Siena College. They'd come over to our oval, and I was always, you know, there were so many people in the team, so you'd always kind of get a chance if you wanted to play. And we'd play this game. It'd be so rough and muddy, and really liked it. And there was a girl in my year level who really did play quite seriously, and she got to about year nine, and there was a court case actually because she wanted to keep playing and there was no team for her. And so she went to court with another couple of girls that were also in the same boat, and she wasn't allowed to play in the boys' comp after about the age of 14 or 15 years old. And so that was all in the news and everything, and we were all really upset for her because she actually just ended up giving up on it. And, yeah, that always stuck with me that it was really unfair at the time. So then when I heard about AFLW, I was really pleased because I don't actually catch up with that girl anymore, but I would expect that she's definitely playing somewhere, and it's nice that she's been given the opportunity later on in life. So yeah, and I have a lot of friends who are girls and love football as well, so we were all really excited about it and contemplated starting up as well. So yeah, it was really great.
Do you remember the name of the girl that you just went with?
Her name is Helen Taylor. Yeah, so if you look back in the news, you'll probably find that article. I might have got the details slightly wrong, but that was what I remember. So, yeah, it was a big shock at the time because I didn't know that there would be some sort of ban at that point that would like stop her from playing. So, but I wasn't really aware of like proper women's only comps at that time. I think she wanted to play with the boys, and that was the issue. So, yeah, I'm not 100% on the details on that.
Can you tell me how you felt when the AFLW competition was announced in 2016?
Yeah, so when the competition for AFLW was announced, I was really excited. So were a lot of my friends who are girls, and also the guys as well, because we just all really love football, so it's more footy. And I was really interested to see the level of skill and how it was different and similar to the men's competition. And yeah, I was really thrilled that it was going ahead, and obviously a little bit worried that maybe there would be some negative comments about the competition, but I was hoping that that would all be overrided by the overall excitement for this new competition. So yeah, I was a little hesitant, but overall I was excited about it.
Let's go back to the lead up to that first game.
Yeah.
When did you decide that you wanted to be at the first AFLW game?
Okay, so I found out that the first game of the whole competition was going to be Carlton Collingwood, which just stood out to me because I'm a Carlton fan. I've got this rivalry with Collingwood with my dad. And also it was at Princes Park, and Princes Park obviously is really important to the Carlton Football Club as well. So immediately, as soon as I saw that, I started contacting my friends and see who wanted to go together. And yeah, it was just, it was, we were always going to go because one of my friends lives right across from the Oval as well. So we all met up before the game and walked over, and it was a really nice atmosphere. So I really enjoyed going to that first game.
Why did you want to be there? Why was it important for you to be at that first game?
I think it was very important for me to be at that first game to witness that moment, that real start of the story with women's football. And I just wanted to soak up that local footy atmosphere as well, that more like grassroots approach, because with the like men's competition, it's very commercial. You can sort of get lost in all of that. But there was something really like nice and nostalgic about going to that old ground and just sort of roughing it a bit. You know, there wasn't like heaps of security around or anything like that. It was just very like had a real local feel, and it was really important in terms of for me with it being a women's competition. I just felt really included, and I thought it was a really big step for feminism in general as well as in AFL. So that's probably my major reason why I wanted to go.
What are your memories of, excuse me, what are your memories of the week or so leading up to the game? There was a lot happening, there was a lot of media, they moved it from Olympic Park to Princes
Yeah.
Park. What do you remember thinking and feeling during that week?
Well, in the week leading up to that first game, obviously it was all the sports commentators were speaking about. It was all over the news. When I heard that it was moving from Olympic Park to Princes Park, I was really pleased because it meant that a lot of people were interested. And that was one of my worries, is that people wouldn't care. So I was really happy that we had to move it to a bigger stadium. And I mean, I didn't know a lot of the players very well, but there was a couple of names that kept getting thrown around, like Moana Hope. And so I was really excited to see these people in action as well. And yeah, it was just a general buzz around the place. Everyone was talking about it at work. with my friends. My parents were obviously really excited too. Everyone I knew was either watching it on the TV or they were going. So it was a big topic of conversation that week.
How did you get to the ground? Just run me through that.
Yeah. So fortunately, one of our groups of friends, they have a share house in Parkville, so just across the road. And so we all went there before the game. And we were just, you know, having a chat and, you know, getting ready, having a drink, just enjoying the afternoon and evening. And then we actually walked across to the ground and we were just walking down Royal Parade, and there were so many people walking to the game, and it was really nice to see the Carlton and Collingwood colours and people wearing scarves and things like that, because it was the first game of the year as well. We hadn't had any footy until that point. So it was that really nice atmosphere, like, oh, footy season starting again. And there was a lot of families that I saw walking, and particularly little girls, and they were all decked out in their colours. And I thought that was really nice. Lots of dads and mums, you know, taking their kids along, which I think is really important, because sometimes it's really cost prohibitive to go to football games. It can be expensive. And this was something that was available to everyone, because there was no cost to go. So the whole family could go and enjoy the game. So that was something that I noticed straight away. Yeah.
So you're walking up to Princes Park.
Yeah.
What do you remember seeing as you're walking towards the stadium?
I just, when I was walking towards the stadium, I just saw droves and droves of people heading to the ground. And there was just so many different types of people. As I was saying, lots of families, but also younger groups and kids that must have been in high school or late primary school, just going together as a friendship group. It was a lot of people crowding around that first entrance, because I guess they weren't expecting that many people to come, and so there was a few lines and people trying to get in and things like that. So and generally everyone was really excited. It was a really nice night. It was quite sunny, and the sun was starting to sort of set. It wasn't dark or anything, but it was just a really nice atmosphere, and it was still summer, so everyone was really enjoying the outdoors on that night. So it was really nice.
Were you concerned at any point about getting in?
We had gone. When we were arriving to the ground, we had left enough time to sort of get in before the game started. There was really big lines, and I started to message people who weren't at the game yet to sort of hurry up, because they might miss out. And so when I got into the ground, finally, I found my friends where they were sitting, and it was really tricky to actually find them, because there were so many people in the stadium, and you know, there was all different types of people, and everyone was really excited and loud, and my phone wasn't even working because there were so many different people trying to call, I guess. And yeah, I finally found my group, and then shortly after I got another message saying that one of my other friends couldn't get in, and I was like, oh god, I made it before they cut us off. And yeah, and everyone was getting really pumped, I mean, in some ways, that, you know, that it was at capacity and that there was still a line, and Gil McLaughlin was apologizing to people outside the gates and stuff like that. So it's kind of added to the atmosphere and excitement that it was like a packed crowd and everyone was in there to see it. And I mean, the stadium that I was sitting in, there was people sitting in the aisles and stuff as well, which probably isn't very safe, but that was what was happening, because so many people wanted to be there. So Yeah, that's what I remember.
Where do you remember whereabouts? Excuse me, whereabouts in the stadium you were sitting?
I can describe it. Just trying to think. The big stands that side.
The legend stand
Yeah, the
behind the
legend
goal.
stand, and I was sitting here,
Okay.
but I don't know what that stadium's called.
I've got no idea either.
Yeah, I have a
So you were
photo of
sort
that.
of like, you were kind of in the middle of the ground.
So this is the ground, and the goals are here,
Yeah.
and the legend stands there, and I was sitting here,
Yeah.
closer to the Royal Parade side of the
Yeah. I
ground.
think that's the Pratt stand or something, I think.
Yeah, it could be that because it wasn't very high, so there was, and there was sort of like member areas, I think,
Yeah.
from back in the day. But I don't know what that ground is called, what that spot's called.
Yeah, the Pratt stand. So you were sitting here.
Yeah, that's it. I
Yeah.
was in sort of around 8 or 7, that spot.
Yeah, cool. Good view.
Yeah, it was great. I have a nice photo because I took a 360
Oh,
shot.
okay. Yeah. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
So you get into the ground. It's, you know, all this excitement is happening. What do you remember? You've walked through the gates. What are you seeing?
Okay, so when I walk through the gates of Princes Park, I immediately was taken back to when I was a little kid and would go to this ground almost every week. I had forgotten how long ago that was. All this old signage for that stadium is still around, and it was so nostalgic. I just felt like it was 15 years ago again, and I was a little kid going with my mum to football, and we used to sit in the legend stand every week because that's where the Carlton members would sit. And yeah, it was just so nice to be back. I had completely forgotten what it was like to be at that stadium, and I so many memories of, great Carlton wins at that ground, and just how football used to be. I hadn't realized how commercialized everything has got because I remember we went to the last game at that oval, and it was really, really sad. And we were walking, you could go on the oval at the end of the game, and we were just walking all around and watching all these different people. And my mum made a point of saying, remember this because we're never going to be able to come back here, and it's all going to be at the MCG from now on. So really ingrain this in your memory. And so all of those memories were coming back when I went to that first game. And I just was getting really pumped up with all the other people being so excited as well. Really wanted to see how the girls played and what their level of skill was and things like that, because I just didn't really know. I hadn't really gone and seen any women's games at state level or anything like that, or even Vic Metro level. So I was really anticipating and really excited about what the game would be like at that point.
So you get into the stadium, you find a seat, you're
Yeah.
sitting in the Pratt stand. The game hasn't started yet, but the stadium's filling up. You're sitting there waiting for this huge game to start.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Okay, so when I was sitting in the stands just waiting for the game to start, I was obviously having, I was with all my friends, and we were just pumping each other up even more. So excited. We were trying to look up the team lists and learn the names and things like that, because we as a apart from a few that had been in the media, I didn't really know many of the players. And we started talking about the ones that we did know, and I hope she has a good game, and she's been in the news. I saw that person, and just generally getting excited about footy in general as well, because it was the first game of the whole season. So, just really soaking up the atmosphere, and just everyone seemed really happy around us. Everyone was excited, and it was really like heartfelt to see young families with little girls who were all really excited for the game as well. And yeah, my friends and I were just, you know, pointing out different people, like, oh, look how cute she looks, or oh, look at that family over there, and things like that. So yeah, we were just soaking it up and just talking about football in general.
How would you describe the atmosphere?
I would describe the atmosphere as an overall general excitement, of course. Very suspenseful in a way, because everyone just was waiting for that first bounce, and just, yeah, general joy. Everyone was having a great time. We were just reminiscing about old times when I was speaking to my friends, reminiscing about old times at this ground, and how great this was for women and the football game in general, because in the past it has been super male dominated. So we were commenting on that as well. Yeah, I didn't really see any people that were having a bad time, if that's a really blunt way of putting it. So yeah, it was great.
When you think about the crowd, would you describe it as a traditional footy crowd, or was there something different?
If I was looking at the crowd, and I definitely noticed there was a different crowd to a normal football game, for sure. First of all, there was way more women in the crowd, way more younger girls as well, and just kind of a different social group of people, I guess. So there was a lot of young people, maybe my age, in their 20s, people that I wouldn't usually expect to see at a football game. So you know, just, it's hard to describe. When I go to a men's football game, there's way more men for it, and often older men, but there was actually a lot of people my age at the game, so, you know, mid-20s, in a large group, girls and guys. So I definitely noticed that there was a difference, and that it was a nice difference. It was more diverse, for sure. So yeah, that actually really stood out to me as something I remember thinking, oh, this is different. So yeah, the crowd was great. Maybe not your traditional football supporter, or someone you'd stereotypically think to be a football enthusiast. So yeah.
And then what happens? We have the start of the game.
Yeah.
What are your memories of sitting there watching this first game unfold?
So when the game started, it was so loud. The crowd was just going crazy at that point. And I always love that moment when I've watched other games, when, you know, it's a massive game, there's 90,000 people there, and everyone is just yelling and screaming for that first bounce. And that's the same sound that was happening for that game. So, yeah, that was a really nice moment. I was getting, you know, tingles and goosebumps because I like it so much. Yeah, and the first bounce, and then, you know, the crowd was so loud. Every possession was cheered, which is what happens when it's a huge game. And I remember being a little bit worried because Collingwood kicked the first goal. And this woman took a beautiful chest mark, you know, right in front. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good for Carlton. But I was still really happy for her. So it was funny because I'm so used to hating Collingwood and just despising everything they do. But I couldn't be upset about the Collingwood team doing well because it was a women's group. So I was like, oh, she did a really great mark and she's going to kick a goal, but I'm okay with it. I just hope Carlton do the same. So, yeah, I think, yeah, Colleen would kick that first goal and we're like, uh-oh. Especially my other friend who goes for Carlton as well. We're like, oh, this better not keep going. But, yeah, I didn't have any of the animosity that I usually have for the opposition at this game.
Why do you think that is? I mean, those rivalries are pretty, they run pretty deep in the AFL men's competition. Why not here?
I guess the reason I wasn't upset that the opposition were doing well is because I was just so proud of the girls who were playing on the field. And I could understand how far they would have had to come to get to this point. So it's you know, it's an elite competition. All of the players had some sort of background. They were either coming from a different sport or they were, you know, very fit people. So I knew the standard was really high and then had to overcome a lot of adversity to get to this game and playing the actual, you know, team of 16 on the field. So, yeah, I was just really proud of them and so that I couldn't be upset about it just because I know what they would have had to go through to get to there. Yeah.
Do you think that'll change in coming years?
If that does change, it means that the competition's getting better because now it's the standard, or in that scenario, it would be the standard that that everyone's playing really well, and that I wouldn't have to feel so proud of them because it would be just the norm. But that's going to take some time, like probably a couple of years before that stage. So at the moment, it's just really, I'm just excited for everybody. And even when Adelaide won the women's comp grand final, I was still really pleased, even though that would be kind of a strange thing to feel if it was the men's comp. So I think with time, those rivalries will start, and it will be based on what happens in the future as well. If there's a really close game and, you know, Carlton just miss out on getting into the finals because of another team, then maybe that will be a new rivalry that didn't exist before. And that's how rivalries work. They start in some, you know, one high intensity, intense situation, and then you never forget and you just hate that team for the rest of, for the next years. So I think, yeah, new rivalries will be formed with time.
Do you remember much of the game?
I do remember a lot of the game. I remember some of the fantastic goals. So there was a snapshot. I think Darcy Vesio got a handball and there was another moment where a Carlton player landed a really good tackle and then the ball got kicked all the way to our forward 50 and there was a bit of fumbling around, but then we got a goal from that. And that was just an amazing passage of play that looked, was a, such a high standard, and it would be something that would happen in a men's competition, hands down in AFL level. So, yeah, I remember really like Darcy Vesio just dominating. I think she kicked four goals or something, and she was just so good with the footy. She had such good hands and was really skilled, and I remember that standing out really well. And also just the level of, you know, how everyone was so hard at the ball. The tackling was amazing. People really put their body on the line, and I want them to play the game safely, of course, but it was really nice to see that level of intensity. So yeah,
when you reflect on that night now, is there one moment that really stands out for you?
One of the moments that really stood out to me is when Carlton was sort of getting away in the third or even the last quarter, and I think Darcy kicked her fourth goal or something like that, and I was like, this is amazing. She's an amazing player. Carlton are going to do really well because of her. And, I think that final siren, we were just so happy that, everyone got through the game. There was a really good level, skill level, and Carlton won. And I just remember being really pleased on that final siren and singing the song for the first AFLW game and Carlton winning. I mean, it can't really get much better than that. So the whole crowd was really screaming that song at the end as well. So it was really great.
So the game's finished. You're leaving the ground eventually. Because you're sitting in front of me, so you definitely did. What are you seeing as you're leaving the ground after the game?
As I was leaving the ground, everyone was in such a great mood. We were all rehashing out the parts of the game that we liked the most. Everyone was, having a kick of the footy outside, and there was just a general excitement in the air. I saw a lot of younger girls who were with their dads and mums kicking the footy around after the game, just families being really excited, and everyone just having, everyone had a smile on their face. My group of friends were just talking nonstop about the game and how impressed we were with everything. And when we found out that, people weren't able to enter the ground because it was at capacity, we were talking about how great that was for the game, and really excited to see all the news reports and the social media posts about it. And that was part of it as well. There was my whole news feed on my Facebook was just full of this game. Everyone I knew who was there had posted something about how fabulous it was. So it was just a general great night, and we just kept talking about it all night after the game as well. So I think we went out for a drink and just relived it all, basically. It was really great.
What are you thinking in that moment? You've just seen the very first AFLW game. You've seen your beloved Carlton play and beat Collingwood. What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
After the game, I felt the overarching emotion that I had was pride. I was really pleased that the girls had played so well, and that I was really proud of what they had achieved. I was excited about where the game was going because it had been so male dominated, and now it was all about the girls, which is really important to me personally. And I was pretty inspired. I was like, I could potentially play women's football now, whereas maybe before I would have been too scared for the contact or whatever. And we all discussed it afterwards. Maybe we should think about playing. And I didn't actually follow it up, but I'm thinking about it for next year. So, because I know of a team in Brunswick that is more of a social comp, so not so competitive, and you can just have a bit of fun. But I wouldn't have really felt like that if I hadn't watched that game, because I know it's a pretty rough sport, and I would have been scared too. But after seeing that, I was just super impressed. So, I was really happy about how it had all gone and just the hype around it all, I knew that it was a total success for the AFL and AFLW League. Security.
We'll just give them a second.
I just heard them say, "There's no one in here."
That should be okay.
Can you hear them in the recording? Oh, now you can.
I'm just giving a minute, just in case.
Yeah.
I don't want some security guy in the middle of a really great sentence of yours. I think I know that team you're talking about. A few of my true friends play for them.
West Brunswick. Yeah, Brunswick Renegades. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I only know them as West Brunswick. They're black and white.
I think that's the team. Yeah. It's a Brunswick team.
Yeah.
But I think their name is Renegades.
Oh, it possibly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a couple of friends, or I don't know them personally. Like, I met them online in a women's sort of forum, and there's a thread on that page that is about AFL, and so a lot of the girls have got into it from that. And yeah,
do you feel like the AFLW has in a way given you permission to play?
I think, yeah, in a way, this new AFLW comp has given me permission to be more involved. Up until that point, I just always had been a spectator. There would be an odd occasion where we'd kick the footy after a picnic or something, and that would be the only ever time that I would actually touch a football, even though I love the game so much. Yeah, I think you're right. In a way, it had given me permission to actually play the game rather than just watch it.
And you kind of got that thing, you know, you can't be what you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. So, as I said, I hadn't really seen any women's competitions up until that point. The last time I'd seen girls play football was when I played in high school in that scratch match. So it was just not really accessible to me at all. So even though I really loved the game, I just always thought I could only watch it and be only involved in that way. So, yeah, definitely opened doors. This competition's opened doors to a lot of people.
Absolutely. When you reflect on that first game and the AFLW competition more broadly, what does it mean for you personally that you were there, that you got to see that first game?
It means a lot to me that I was at that first game. I think as I grow older and maybe one day have kids of my own, I can tell them that I was there and I saw Carlton win that first game. I think that's really special because, you know, my mum will tell me I was at the 1979 grand final or something like that, and I saw Carlton win, and those memories are really special. So I really am pleased that I went. I'll never forget it. I will always remember that game. So it was hugely important to me that I went. Anyone that I knew that couldn't make it was devastated that they didn't go, and yeah, it's just going to be something that I can say. I went to the first game. So, yeah, really thrilled that I went, and it was such a success as well, because it could have gone really badly, you know? So everything about it was super positive in my circles, yeah.
And what do you think it means more broadly for the wider community that there is a national women's footy league?
Yeah, so in the last 5 to 10 years, I really believe like feminism and feminist issues have been pushed to the forefront, and it's time. I mean, it's 2017, so It was always, this was the right time, and it was a snowball effect. It just started really small, and people took this idea and ran with it. And it's a big wake-up call to some people who just didn't have respect for women and their sporting competitions. And a lot of older men who are quite blokey or whatever, they just had to open their eyes a little bit because they love the game, and they love Carlton, or they love their team. And now there was another team that they had to take on board, and for the most part, most people did and really enjoyed it. There was always going to be some people that were negative about it, but I think even those people would agree that the game and the skill level was pretty exceptional for the first ever game. There's always going to be improvement, don't get me wrong. But you could see that these people were actually, the players were really skilled, and they were only going to get better. So they had to admit to themselves that it wasn't a complete disaster. So I think that was really important, and I just hope that AFL and AFLW leagues, grow the game correctly so that we don't spread our talent too thinly, that we expand it slowly and really build a foundation so that the competition lasts forever, rather than it being just a flash in the pan thing that ends after a couple of years. So, but I think they're doing the right thing at the moment. I heard that they're expanding the competition, and they've got new teams coming in 2020, and I think that's a good, slow expansion is actually better in this case, so you don't lose people, and you maintain the standard as well in the comp. So, I mean, and I know from a grassroots level, like local footy clubs, a lot of people are starting women's competitions within their existing club. So when you start getting younger girls coming through that are 5, 6 playing Auskick, and then they have a clear pathway to a professional league, then it's going to get even better because they don't have to go play another sport or do something else or just give it up completely. There will be a clear progression to the AFLW. And that can only benefit the competition.
Absolutely. Why did you want to be a part of this project?
Okay, why did I want to be a part of the project? So my friend saw your post on Twitter, and he said, hey, you should do this. And I'm like, okay. And initially, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say about it. But I decided that I did want to make a record of that moment. And this was a really good way of doing it. And if you speak about it, then your memories can't fade as much. And even watching the replays lately, I had forgotten a lot. And so I thought it was a really important thing to document, and I could make my own personal mark on going to that game and enjoying it and what it meant to me. So yeah, I followed it up, and I'm really pleased I gave the interview because I think it's made a lot of things clearer in my mind as well. So I definitely wanted to be a part of it. So I could really remember that moment and that game.
Absolutely. What are you most looking forward to next season?
Okay, what I'm most looking forward to seeing the progression from this year. So I think there's a couple of new teams as well, and just seeing how much the players have developed over the year, and maybe they'll start playing the games at bigger stadiums to accommodate the numbers. It would be great if they could play the grand final at Etihad, for instance. It didn't work out this time around because it was in a different location, a different state. But yeah, to see the changes that have occurred in that year and really see the foundations being laid for seasons and seasons to come. And, you know, new players are going to come up every year, so it'll be always great to see the new players that, you know, maybe are 17 or 16 now moving up into the professional comp. And also to see the stars of this year and how they play next year. And, yeah, and hopefully there's only improvement, really.
And maybe a Carlton premiership.
That would be great too. I would love it if Carlton won. we have a really good team actually, so it's possible. Yeah, and just seeing, I've heard that there's a lot of injuries, you know, in these first few years because we don't, the players haven't had the conditioning their whole life to play the game. So I'm hoping that sort of decreases as well, because that was one of the criticisms I heard, is that a lot of people are injuring themselves, and it's not anyone's fault other than that they just haven't had the experience over time. So hopefully with time the game becomes cleaner and safer, and the skill level increases even more.
Absolutely. Was there anything else you wanted to add, any moments or memories or feelings or thoughts that you want to record?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. I can't really think of anything else other than to say that I think it's really nice to see my male friends and other men around me jumping on board so much and just enjoying the game, because you don't really see that in other sporting leagues. So, yeah, just a shout out to them for taking it on board and enjoying it as much as me and my other girlfriends. So, yeah, that's another thing I'd like to say.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Brooke.
That's all right. That's good.